the study that the Irish Patient Association conducted over the weekend was to calculate the average length of time waiting for a patient to see a consultant, and then following that to actually have had your operation completed. And because we often hear about the size of the waiting list, but not the experience time that the patient has to wait to get their operation done. So Letterkenny, unfortunately, is probably, it's the longest wait in the country to see a consultant at 11.7 months. And it's also way up there also to actually have had your operation at 9.5 months. So the total time for the average waited time there, now there would be people that would wait a bit less and there's others that would wait a bit more, but the average waiting time would be 21.2 months. And when you compare that to the likes of James Connolly Hospital in Blanchardstown, which is the lowest waiting times, it's a total of 7.6. So it's about three times higher than the shortest time. And really it raises questions then about equity. You know, there are risks associated with patients waiting a long time to have their treatment or to be seen. And, you know, the quality of the life, or indeed more seriously, that, you know, we wonder about, are people dying in the waiting list because of the length of time that they're waiting? There are other slight anomalies insofar as that we found in some hospitals that, you know, that you might wait a long time to see the consultant, such as, let's say, Louth County Hospital, 10 months to see the consultant, but you get your operation in 4.5 months. So we have to understand, you know, how that is actually how that is actually occurring and why it's occurring. There's many reasons for all of these performances, but the problem is we don't get the stewardship reports. In other words, somebody once a month to come on and say, this is what has happened in Letterkenny. These are the patients we have treated. These are the ones that have become very seriously ill and need their operation sooner, or, you know, what the trajectory is. But at the moment, all we're getting are numbers, and we have to try and get the stories behind those numbers so that patients can get fast access when they actually need it.
We do know the HSC has announced a number of initiatives to tackle waiting lists in various studies and various working groups and so on and so forth. But your belief is there needs to be one person, one authority that takes responsibility for this and, more importantly, is accountable for this.
Well, this is what we are asking, that, you know, in fact, we're actually also asking that they set up, I know it's going to ring hollow with your listeners maybe, but like, we do need a task force of all of the stakeholders to oversee the delivery of safe waiting times for patients. In the north of Ireland last week, I believe there was a report published which said that there were been something like 17,000 deaths over a three-year period for patients who are on waiting lists. Now, they're not saying that it was because of the waiting list, but they are indicating a situation where people were on waiting lists and sadly passed away while they were so. We're not even tracking any of that information here. And you need that sort of information to keep the focus on the patient to ensure that they get safe treatment in a timely way. And, you know, as I say, there's no satisfaction in telling your listeners there that Letterkenny is so challenged. The issue here is, what are they going to do about it? What is the HSC going to do about it? There are similarly very high waiting times in Galway and in Sligo. And, you know, so it looks that sort of part of the country is experiencing a lot more challenges, and it's their patients, their public patients, that are experiencing that. Private patients have no waiting times, essentially. There might be a couple of weeks, maybe, but they're certainly not experiencing having to wait 21 months to be seen by a consultant and have their operation.